And welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs. These are semi-daily capsule reviews of some of the gazillions of true crime properties I won't be able to get to on the main podcast. And apparently we are in the golden age of NFL-adjacent crime podcasts, so counselors in my chambers for SI True Crime's Steve McNair, Fall of a Titan. The Crime from SportsIllustrated.com. Quote, former NFL quarterback Steve McNair is found murdered in his Nashville condo. He's been shot four times, twice in the chest, one in each temple, and his mistress, Jenny Kazemi, is lying dead at his feet with a single gunshot wound to her head. After just 4 days of investigating, Nashville police conclude that Jenny killed Steve and then herself. Murder-suicide. The Story. Something about that description is immediately off, even to me, whose only, quote, forensic qualification is having digested hours and reams of this genre. But for those of you like me, does this sound like the way women, even those driven to the brink by their partner's alleged infidelities, kill? Doesn't this sound more like a formal execution? Former Nashville cop Vincent Hill thought the same thing. Hill wasn't a homicide dick and had left Nashville PD before McNair and Kazemi's deaths, but the whole thing struck him as hinky enough that he self-published a book on the case and all the problems with it. Here he is in episode one, limning some of those problems.
Vincent thought it all sounded a little too perfect, a little too Shakespearean. He didn't think that Jenny Kazemi, a petite Dave & Buster's waitress, was capable of such an elaborate killing.
And, you know, 3 days later, according to Nashville police, the case was ruled a murder-suicide. It was solved basically in 3 days, which I thought personally, especially being a former Nashville police officer, that that was record time for a murder investigation. You know what I mean? So that's what really got me to start questioning the validity of the case. I just looked at the circumstances. Okay, you have this 20-year-old female who had just turned 20, who basically was living the life. She was dating a millionaire, an ex-football player. You know, she had Cadillac Escalade. She had gone across the country on all of these lavish trips.
Is there a strong whiff of ode to crackpot here? Well, the man bought himself a binding machine to get this book out, so yeah. There's also the fact that, per our host, investigative reporter Tim Rowan, Hill might not only want McNair and Kazemi's deaths avenged and their, quote, real killers brought to justice.
I don't know if Vincent started investigating this case to get on TV or to make money. Maybe that's part of it, maybe not. But I do think he saw Steve McNair's death as an opportunity. An opportunity to flex his investigative muscles again. Get back to his glory days when he's chasing down bad guys. That's much more exciting than working an office job or working at the Dollar General.
But there's a reason Rowan's digging into the case and picking Hill's brain about the lightning speed with which it was closed back in 2009. Not to mention rumors not included in the autopsy about McNair's genitals being stuffed in his mouth. And the audio montage from the top of the episode promises tales of corruption, blackmail, pro sports' willingness to protect itself and its billions at any cost, all that good stuff. Fall of a Titan is SI True Crime's, quote, first narrative podcast, and I must say that I'm not sure what that means. I wasn't able to find any other podcasts under that rubric, which is not to say they don't exist. Maybe they were segments within the mag's other podcasts. I can tell you that this is a solid start. I liked Rowan's first-person piece on wearing a Kaepernick jersey to a Bills-Jets game from last year, and I like him here. His narration is a step ahead of what a listener is already thinking about the crime scene, about Hill's credibility, about the baroquely bonkers gossip about McNair's tackle. Wow, you thought the courtroom puns were dreadful. Sorry. Rowan clearly has opinions and theories, but he introduces the right proportion of them to the mix and doesn't overread. And I don't know where the story is going. if it's going to turn into some crazeballs conspiracy about the NFL putting a contract out on McNair or what, but I'll keep following it. The question is, once again, and probably not for the last time this week on Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs, is if you don't care about football, should you keep following it? I think so. Rowan's a good reporter from what I can see, and as they say in the booth, a plus narrator. SI is still the biggest name, if no longer the uncontested gold standard, in long-form sports reporting, in my opinion. This isn't the kind of story they'd drive on while still building the road, if that makes sense. And for what it's going to bring to larger commentary on the true crime genre and the culture's, how to put it, perhaps stronger recent drive to turn, quote, mere, unquote, sad ends into prosecutable events, I think it's worthwhile. Give it a try. That's SI True Crime's Steve McNair, MCNAIR, Fall of a Titan. Do you have a true crime property you'd like to punt on consuming before someone else weighs in? I'm so sorry. Email me at bunting@the-blotter.com or find me on social media. That's Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. And if you become a Patreon tipster, you'll get to listen to and select minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. That page is patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.